is 7:01. We will call to for this meeting of the Village of River Forest Sustainability Commission. Chairperson Simon.
Here.
Tourette. Okay. Three.
Here.
Lennon. Ravizi.
Here.
Commissioner Steerwalt. All right, we have 5 voting members present. We do have a quorum. Comment? Got it. We'll move on then to adoption of the meeting minutes. Gary did find one in the draft.
The thing where it says that the very close to that.
That's probably why I didn't.
Yeah, right, because you.
With an I at the end.
Approve the minutes with those changes.
Person Simon?
Yes.
Yes.
Three?
Yes.
Shout out to Seth for taking these. They're pretty darn detailed considering, you know.
A note to everyone if you can.
All right, we're going to do commissioner updates. You know, first, just so Beth has informed us that she, after many, and to give up her spot to another willing participant. I'll have Beth say something in a sec, but you know, just a couple things. Well, this has been a planned succession. So, you know, we started talking back and wanted to make sure we were in a position, you know, to be successful. Secondly, just on a more personal note, I have an unbelievable honor. You've worked so hard and you are personally responsible for good things that have happened. Thank you.
Eric and I had many an early morning phone call that we would squeeze in. The year or early. ever listens to these minutes, she'll be. But yes, I wanted to say that kind of for the. With members, I'm sorry, I won't have that, but as I told. Enjoyed working. But I learned. Vehicles and electric. And then finally, the most fun that I had, I shouldn't, newsletter, the website. Most fun that I had. Great name for. You know, hopefully it'll continue to be. With the student committee, look forward to seeing what else. Let me give that long-winded.
Jess said she'll stay on another meeting or two until we get.
Nowhere to find me, unfortunately.
All too well. All right, so thank you. Other updates. Why don't we start with AJ?
I have reached Roosevelt. Andrew was his for the spot for the other student. I have not gone or and I'll keep you guys in. Trinity is working on with Mark Berger on or some additional. Trying to work towards zero waste as much as possible. And then, okay, this is actually an Oak Park thing, but just so everybody knows, Oak Park has passed an electrification code starting on new buildings beginning on January 1st. Those buildings have to be off. I wanted to put back on. I just met over the phone with David Hoyt, who's a member of the Roosevelt Green for Good. And he had a number of suggestions. These are coming from Green for Good, so they're not only his. But there was a request that we do a DART styrofoam pickup in January, as they did recently in Oak Park. Their point was that over the holiday, people get a lot of styrofoam in their packaging, and if they knew ahead of time, there is a DART drop off, but it's quite a drive away. So if that's something that we could consider, sort of a village sponsored. Just a reminder about the pumpkin smash coming up. They're also doing a native plant sale next spring that he's going to be raising the plants for. Oh, and I brought up the idea of the film fest for Roosevelt winners, and it had some traction because they had been thinking about showing the 3-minute recent winner. It was, you know, kind of like it's a little hard to get people out for a 3-minute film. So hopefully that was punted over to them, and their preference was to do something like after school at Roosevelt to get as many students. So maybe that'll happen. And then another exciting thing, this will take a little time to play out, but they're going to start tracking soil carbon absorption, looking at the lawn versus the established native garden that, I don't know if anybody's driven by the south side before, but they have these like 15 feet tall ironweeds. And so that'll be exciting to see what happens. And they also have a bio blitz. So pretty, lots of exciting things going on at And then Luisa and I also got a chance to meet. She's going to report on that later on when we get to the electric. And Luisa and I also attended a very confusing electrification event sponsored by Oak Park Sustainability, which seemed, I didn't realize it was really geared more towards building owners. But I guess the one takeaway that I would pass on about that is ComEd has all kinds of efficiency programs, some for residential and also for municipalities and everything else. And what I didn't realize is that these can be sort of cumulative over time. So even if you start doing some stuff, you can register. You want to register towards the beginning. But, you know, if you're doing some weatherization or different things, you can qualify. And if you fill in all the boxes and do enough, even over a course of years, you could get, like, up to $5,000 in rebates from ComEd. So I guess I hadn't realized that this could be spread out all the time. That's what I'm conveying, both that this exists and that, you know, if you're planning any or, you know, anybody out there in the wider world is planning this, then we should think about how to get this information out.
Yeah. Don't have much to report. I still owe you guys some. Get that to you as soon as I can. You want to introduce our future students? So we know where to send the application. No, 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 you don't have to.
Jack Drury is joining us this evening. He is very excited to see what he's doing while his father is working.
Mom and Jack.
Promised me he's going to be. I would like to say, actually, would like to tell Eric about your meeting with Mike?
No.
Well, Mike shared some plans with Jack to get his opinion on future projects that are in the Park District. You ask Mike. Oh, that was one thing, yes. But he also asked for more garbage and recycling containers.
Yeah. Well, any updates from your side? What can I shoot it over to you to lead the working group report?
I'll give the floor to Luis.
Fill the podium, yeah.
So, okay.
Presenting to Jack right now.
Yes. Not sure. I came to the last. Everyone was here, but my name is Louise Mezzet. I'm going to talk about tonight our I know from experience with some of the folks that I live with that not everybody is equally receptive. They consider kind of extreme. But I think this is something that everybody can get behind. people who kind of look at sustainability or climate change or getting to zero carbon as maybe they're not proposing a two-part program. First part is to educate residents about the benefits of heat pumps. The second part is to offer some kind of incentive program from the village. More about that. Heat pump is a confusing term. Actually, heat pumps can both heat and cool. And I'm a believer because we installed not one but two heat pumps at my home in Oak Park before we moved to River Forest. And we also have a heat pump here at Centennial. You can replace your conventional air handler, part of your air conditioning that's outside, with a heat pump. And both act as your air conditioner in the summer and as your furnace for part of the winter, depending on. So whether or not you replace your entire HVAC system, whether or not your conventional furnace is electric or gas, have a heat pump installed, handle your air conditioning during the summer. During the winter, or a portion of the winter. So, a long chat with our good friend and HVAC guy that did all the work, Greg's computer heating and cooling, if you've ever used them. I knew a few things about heat pumps, but I didn't know enough to talk. So, there's a variety of configurations. Susan, as we heard, I've forgotten the gentleman's name. But you can replace your entire system, or you can just replace your air handle. You have a conventional electric or gas furnace along with a heat pump, or you can install a system with space heaters. There's another configuration called mini splits. They're not quite as efficient, the heat pump is still a viable option. So my thought is that an advertising campaign of the residents in the newsletter or whatever, explaining what heat pumps are, how they work, and the fact that they can work with one of a number of, someone does not have to replace their entire system in order to get, and the benefits are significant first step toward total electrification, essentially reducing gas consumption, immediately reducing energy usage. My electric bill at the house went down by a third. That was an unusual situation because I had an electric, I had two furnaces, one gas, one electric, and the electric was old and not very efficient. So I imagine a new efficient one, new furnace might have been a little bit more efficient than the one. My furnace did not go on once last pump. Full disclosure, my apartment's in the middle of the building, and not everybody would get the same benefit, but there are. My heat pump heats my apartment, and the temperature outside is down to zero. So I tried to get other vendors, other than Suter, to give me bids on heat pumps. House of Riley, excuse me, Riley and House of Heat, neither one of them at the time, and this did not do heat pumps. I asked them why not. They said you can't use them in this climate. Yes, it is very wrong. And heat pumps also improved. Even in the, I think it's 3 years between our first job and we've improved. And Greg Souter did a different configuration down to a lower temperature in the condo than he did at the house. So every few years, there are nice rebates. I don't know how effective all contractors are at helping with that, but ours filled out all the paperwork. We had to do nothing. Explained how it worked. We got a rebate from the utility company, and it was a nice sum. Offset the cost of our, which we were going to do anyway. Reduction in cooling and heating costs, reduction in gas consumption, if you have a reduction in electricity, if you already have an electric furnace, made down to 0 degrees, furnace does not kick in, tax credits and rebates at a significant portion of cost. And if we were to have some kind of a village rebate, then you could do it one of a couple of ways. For how much money and how many rebates you'd want to give out. You gave out even a $50 or $100, just a nominal sum, so that you could get everyone to register with the village that they put in a heat pump. You'd be able to collect statistics as to what percentage of people. If there were any kind of program, and I'm not familiar with what all might be available in terms of grant, bigger grant in addition, able to rebate in addition to what tax benefits and the existing utility company rebate, that would even be more of an issue. Drawbacks, well, the cost of a rebate program. Whether or not the village would fund it. Programs available. The availability of HVAC contractors that are skilled in doing this. And I don't know if the situation has improved our work since I have. That's something I'd be willing to do is interview vendors. How many customers they have, are their customers? Because you want to have enough good contractors. No, Greg couldn't handle all the work himself. And finally, the challenges of navigating paperwork to secure the rebates. Yeah, I'm not sure if all contractors are as good as ours was about paperwork. I took a look at it, and it is kind of bewildering. Nothing else, maybe one of us could learn how to do that and volunteer program where you could commit. Oh, yes. I meant to say that I missed because I didn't have my research. When you use the heat pump for heat in the winter, during the heat cycles, that can take as much as 20 to 30% of the heating is shifted from your furnace, whether your furnace is gas or electric, to the heat pump. So, just from my own personal experience, I'm a real fan of heat pumps. And regardless, you have people that are naysayers and don't, for whatever reasons they have, don't want to be on board with sustainability. All they have to do is replace their air handler with a heat pump for a similar cost. It's a bit more, but the rebates help off.
So, a month ago, finished placing my entire HVAC system, not here because of the lack of actual, but we have an accidental second. And so we first upgraded our solar, we doubled. Then we replaced the entire HVAC system with heat pumps. Because you were talking about how the technology has evolved. Like, well, heat pumps is really old technology. But
they use it in California. They've been using it for years.
They've been using it forever, and is every year getting like significantly better. And the ones I just installed, which isn't even the top of the line, it's Carrier. All the major manufacturers have great stuff at this point. Now we'll do 90% of my heating, and this is at 8,000 feet in Colorado. And so we basically, what they're doing all over Colorado is hybrid systems, where you replace your whole AC system, double heat pump. It's one unit, but it's two fan coils, AC condensers. And then I have a furnace that is about a quarter the size of my old one. The way all of our thermostats are now is they're very smart. And technology is such where only time the furnace kicks on is when basically the heat pump calls it and says, look, I'm going to need a little help here. And the estimate they have based on really good data is the furnace might run 17 days as cold as here, but it's and by the way, it's so quiet now. Come down in the decibel ratings where it's much more quiet than the AC condenser. Anyway, so I'm a huge fan now too. And I don't know why it's not, you know, bigger thing in this region. Like it should be. And the costs have come way down too, even as the tech. And if there's something we can do to promote.
Eric, do we know if big names in the area are offering this? Because I actually inquired with maybe like 3 months ago about something like this after hearing, and they treated me like I'm not using them anymore, but I was using them for 6 years, and I was a little, I guess, used. Just kind of the basic questions, and you said you had reached out to House of Heat as well, but it sounded like that was maybe five years ago.
Interestingly enough, Souter was the lowest bid. Now, we had a kind of a complicated. We had both an electric, and the electric furnace was under the eaves of stairs in the inverted instead of a bigger furnace or putting in a gas furnace, they put in a new furnace.
Creative.
Were bigger, and so he had to turn the furnace on its side, and he actually worked with, we had Bosch heat pump. He actually worked with the engineering department at Bosch to design. Fabulous, but he's one vendor.
And, similar experience where, so here, I actually installed just much more efficient AC. It was the same thing, like this was maybe 3 years around, and the people who were like willing to come and talk about heat pumps, like I wasn't comfortable with it because they were clearly not, which made me really nervous. I have no idea why, because the heat pumps, it's like, to me, this is like no-brainer. It's like, it's the same price. It's way more efficient. Better, you know, there even some of the downsides you pointed out are definitely reasonable downsides, but I would say.
But they're surmountable.
Yeah, and also, so, you know, they're not even as relevant now with some of the.
Very definitely. I
think one of the reasons it hasn't caught on, and this could be changing, but it's not in this area, it's not cost effective. I mean, if you're generating your own solar electricity, absolutely it is.
Definitely.
And if you're comparing it to an electric furnace, then it absolutely is because it's a higher efficiency. But because of the relative cost of natural gas and electricity.
Gas is cheap.
But see, the amount of electricity, I would argue it's not. My bills may not be representative.
Yeah, and the cost of
relatively high. So
our
But
no,
you know, I think the costs are coming down. I just checked the incentives, and because this was part of the Inflation Reduction Act, and unfortunately, the partial home heat pump, they have to be installed by the end of this month, and there was up to a $2,000 rebate, but there is still a rebate on the whole home.
So I'm going to chime in and say, first, Louise, thank you for presenting your idea in such a well-researched and organized way. And second, I agree that it is an area that is worth promoting. You know, the question always with these things is kind of like how to kind of weave it in with everything the village is doing and that sort of thing. But you can always start small by piloting it and starting with putting something in the e-newsletter, getting it on people's radar. It takes repeated communication. So I do hope that, you know, it gets some way. And then I'll share my own sort of today, partial 5 years ago, and our heat pump very committed to the sustainability thing, but the other, please tell me that this is actually work, right? Like we're doing a renovation. If I put in a second separate hold, we won't be able to do anything about it. But we did a lot of research, you know, and I have to say we've been every situation is unique, right? We still have furnace heat rises for the second floor, so we don't have to think as much about that. But I will say, you know, in the past 5 years, it has gotten, we've never been cold up there. And we actually had rooms. So I'm a big fan, too, but I don't know if anybody besides Souter is doing it. And
well,
I think from the contractor point of view, perhaps they are skittish if it's with the technology and be kind of guaranteed. Right? And perhaps, I have no idea, but maybe it's not as problem. I have no idea.
I'll tell you what my guess might be. I was in IT for 30 years. Project manager for both of that. And based on my limited experience trying to talk to Adi, like I'm some kind of stupid person, you know, the action I got, you know, what a dumb idea that is. I wonder if it isn't a case of, now these guys have been in business for years, technology that they know how to install really hasn't changed that much in terms of what they have to do to install it and what they have to know to install it. Now, heat pumps, and based on my experience with Souter and the research he had to do with Bosch, they went through. Then when they did the second installation, things had changed, and it's on apartment building and all the rest of this stuff. All that's work. I don't know if everybody wants to do that. My experience with the other two came in, they spent 5 minutes, they measured, they stuck their numbers in a computer program and churned out a bid.
It's easier to just
it's
keep
easier
doing
just
something
to do what you know how to do.
And they're technicians.
Exactly. But I wonder, you know, maybe there's some out-of-the-box thinking here that can maybe I'd love to take on the task of talking to vendors, trying to talk it up, trying to maybe change some minds. Maybe there are some workshops they can go to learn how. Maybe the vendors will, you know, some way to encourage, nudge, incentivize, you know, I can find vendors, maybe not in the immediate area, that do it and do it well. Because I share the same thought that you had, that someone might say, okay, I'll do it, but maybe you're the
No, I don't want to be
the You know if Brighton does this?
Great idea,
great question.
Because they have an HVAC training program.
Oh, I mean, this
Oh, no, I'm retired.
To
go
maybe
ahead.
Reach out to them and see, like, what's part of their are going to be. I see the trucks by in the neighborhood. I running on an AC furnace, but I've more life than it serves. Knock on wood, reliable. And I have been this summer shopping around for prices just for the year after. Pretty much everyone you call gives you this, like, you know, piece of paper with your options. Not thinking out the box, and they're definitely.
Even might just have good information. You know, I quickly Googled there's trade groups for heat pumps, so I bet you they have tons of they tackle this problem and material. I think a low-hanging fruit also. You know, and what we can say in the newsletter, too, which I found. If you go to the manufacturer site, so whatever, if you're Lennox, right, and you put in your zip code, it does tell you who the, like, platinum, you know, certified installer is for, of, like, us to a house the other way around and say, who in this area is a certified.
A little labor intensive, but I think if we all in a week called all the service providers, maybe they would think like
all the ones I use.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. Residents to start.
I mean, I think it's worth going both ways, but as you know, a lot of people have brought up. Usually we're going to the HVAC person and saying, tell us what's available. So, but if people just know there's more interest, this is standard stuff in other part of the country. You know, unfortunately, the middle is
like, yeah. On Carrier's website, I put in our zip code. Three, you know, award winner Carrier authorized, you know, dealers, none in Alaska, Elmhurst, and Westmont, so not.
The other big one who'll do it, because I did get a bit from them, is Apt, which does a lot of.
They do everything.
What?
Do everything.
Yeah, it was expensive, but they would.
I had briefly met with Gary. Basically, what programs either give.
I really don't.
other thing, and I'll probably. Contracts for the sources of energy.
In what sense?
Source of energy, whether guys soon, and then probably something for the.
I don't have any updates.
I'll just kind of move forward. I kind of wanted to the LRS contract about revisiting the compost. And it was intentionally written into the contract on an annual basis. It says that the LRS will meet with the village and the commission. I'm, you know, the idea was, could we look again at, or I know at, well, maybe that's not the best way just because you give, use it. But, you know, we want to increase the amount of compost and decrease the amount that's going in landfill. So, I don't know, Seth, if you think that LRS could be invited to a future commission meeting, if that's the right way to go about that. I don't know if it should pass through someone in the village first, but basically you could say we're slightly over a year out from the contract, right? And, you know, we are getting the monthly reports, which are great. But I feel like at the time that the contract was done, there were so many issues that had to be resolved, right? So a piece of it, and everybody was like, no, no, we can't get into that now. Let's on us as the commission to hold them and ourselves to that. So I thought that might be a first step, to come to a meeting and share know there may be observations. How's our village doing compared to other villages? But what would they see as ways that we could increase the use of compost? Because I think what they said at the time was they didn't want to do opt out unless we had something like 50% of the. Well, it wasn't economic to do it, but it would be helpful if we had a better understanding of what are the barriers from their point of view, right?
A meeting and then ahead of time. I hate for them to show up on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it has to be this of. There's something to funds that will been getting a slow uptick in the number of. We need to kind of educate them too with those statistics. Sharing, and that's something we're observing. Is there some creative structured discussion with? We share our observations, they share their observations, and if they're kind of operating with the goal of coming up with
I wanted to build on that and just put in a, this would be a specific request, which I believe could be handled at the village level. I don't think it would have to entail any change with LRS or the contract, but to put in a request that, I mean, sharing is already going on, but that there could be a cost split among people that are sharing, and this would serve two purposes. It would give us a much better handle on who's sharing, so we would have a better idea of, you know, exactly how many people are at least attempting to recycle, or sorry, to compost. But also, you know, it would bring down the cost for some people if that was prohibitive. And so, if you could just check with the village, and maybe that's a good that's a good intermediate stage to, I know it's available in Oak Park right now, and I believe has been since the inception of their program. They also have LRS as a carrier, so it shouldn't be inconsistent with the service. But because one thing that was, when we were negotiating this, one thing was said was the cost involved in having a compost at every house. And also for some people that share our trash collection in their alleys, they said, you know, there's not room for it. But, you know, just as an intermediate stage, which seems to be completely within our control and potentially could double the number of households that have access to compost.
Yes, the personally would be interested.
Of the recycling class.
I think it would be a...
Or the sorting set.
Yeah, something we use as part of
anyone here done that? Like it's
the one on in May.
I've never done the so I've been to one in Eagle County, Colorado where it's like really eye opening because you see like all kinds of things. I don't throw plastic lids in recycling anymore. Their system basically enough density to be recycled, and all you just see like very transparent what really happens.
What I heard about plastic lids is that they can recycle them if you leave them on the bottle, but they can't if you take them off. I don't know if that came up in your...
No, it did, and this was years ago. Right, so, like, when they're just separated, they literally use, they just... throw any light plastic around.
So. Are you saying if I leave the lids on, I can put it in the recycling?
Yeah, because...
I always thought it was the type of plastic.
Well, it
made
is, too. That's also a factor. We'll go into the...
I say that is because or us just have like a I mean, I think maybe just like redistribute. All might know in this, but there's a lot of
one and for recycling and one for Yeah, and I'll send it out to everyone.
Would it be a good newsletter item? And maybe also have some available.
Oh, yeah, just print.
LRS has a website, which I found the bottle upside down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our website has all of that.
Right, any other updates on work group? Vehicle readiness cohort update.
And
oh, we have no screens
on. The screen. Yeah, here is the draft website. If you guys so here is the draft website. Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, it basically all of this together. I had shared you guys their original document. In all of the sections except permitting. It relates to program, but yeah, there's the readiness. Benefits of Beth had raised is this pulled from the CMAP data. I know. And it had gone through, I had their data that was more accurate than ours, including based forest land. Using CMAP data, this 28% is correct, but the true percentage is.
No, I mean, I don't want to get to. Maybe cite the source and is going forward for sort of, you know, it's a big thing to maintain the inventory to CMAP, then it actually just still seems I would just cite the source.
And then I include villages charging station as well. It basically just asks that we link regulations on EV charging. Maybe in the future some local things we will deal with parking. As to that, at least some. As we get further along, they're really pushing state that people use, IC registered, EV truck. Right now we just have, and we have a dozen or two. That was one thing that I'm really keen on pushing, but
maybe on that one we could have a time frame. Doing it right away, say number of years we will move towards that, but
stood out to me with that. I totally agree. Fire outlet. Like most of the time now, you're not even hardwiring it.
I looked up some of the permits that had been for, you know, like a contractor. They did good work. I wonder if they're.
Well, because maybe another way to go is if in the way that you did, which is to look at the people that have installed them and encourage them to register. You know, instead of say, you know, and again, if we have a time frame, we could say within 3 years or 2 years, whatever people think is reasonable, we are going to require that, but we want to give you time to register. And it also seems like it'll be easier for people to find them, right? Because you can look for. Again, just trying to go at things from.
You actually, it had a different name before that I thought. Or, you know, I mean. Well, it's an amazing collection of information. I'm not going to click on all of them, right? And I'm not saying we should take them down. I'm just saying that maybe we think. Coming to this page and what are they? Maybe just some small changes, like after the benefits of EVs, I feel like the consumer maybe can be before you get to the stuff about the truck. Do I want an electric? And then a lot of these vehicle and own and highlight. I mean, you could leave the rebates and move the consumer or that makes sense,
yep.
Right? I'm not interested in how to charge my thing if I haven't even
You could reframe it too, just in the. My question is, how will River Forest support me in an electric? Because if it's too. I mean, I like the consumer. Probably am going to go right to the per.
Well, and to that extent, that. We need a permit, and you said yes, but.
I have not
put
the permit
yet.
Up, or is this a template?
So this is under reduce your carbon. So once I go live, it would be a.
Was this provided by?
Yeah, so,
okay, so
yeah, in the packet,
to,
there's
okay.
Basically this
then you just have
highlighted
to,
portions of. And electric vehicles. So that was step one. I've got another meeting.
As far as the charging centers, we have like a map of where it
is. Only have one.
Oh.
So, yeah, that
well.
Is. As far as municipal ones, that is in here. There's.
You mean the private ones?
Well, private ones aren't.
There's no public use.
Add yours to plug share, but
no, I meant it even more
no.
Like, because doesn't like Walgreens
so that's
have
right
one,
up here.
Something like even the ones. I just meant
I think
people
the Walgreens
how
in,
many there were.
Yeah,
so that's this, right?
There's only one public one in River.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, the other ones are in Oak
Park. But Oak Park is a
yeah,
bunch.
Oak Park.
Leave the Walgreens in Elmwood.
Oh, right. Even Elmwood Park is leaving us. In,
inside some garages, right?
They are looking at it. Whole wall of their.
So this is. Related comment. Who do you think we should implement it?
I was going to go further. Like I have a friend that just bought again. And she's like driving from her house up here to plug in, and I thought that's not
the spirit of
that's not what this is for.
And then we might want to like
we not want to charge. I mean, it just
well like we purposely didn't implement my own little audit.
Mm-hmm.
So They've been filled every time I've gone over there. I've gone up.
Ridiculous.
We charged like hours and hours and hours ago, and they're just parked.
But if you put a two-hour limit, how do you enforce that?
You'd have to
develop a
like a
okay.
charging you, and there's ways to do it where it's
this is what Oak Park does.
A certain okay. amount of
like a revenue problem with that though. Is there like a you know what I mean? Like it does issues with.
That is a good question.
What,
that I will
why would there
check.
Be?
Because I don't think so. I would technically.
Okay. So you're right.
Yeah.
It'd be just like.
Oh, you mean
like
if
it's
a
not
tax.
Like a tax?
Yeah.
So it's not a tax. I mean, they're getting a service for free.
So I would highly recommend that.
I secondly.
Because that's the best incentive. Because we're not going to start towing people. Level.
Yeah.
But it in Oak Park, they all you get 2 free hours. Me, that changes people's behavior.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, 59, like getting in their cars and
yeah.
driving.
I think that's a really good idea. And, you know, if we do eventually go towards charging, it's a good intermediate.
Evanston does too.
That's a really, I mean, it's wonderful that we have this problem.
It's
right
amazing.
Now,
and
but,
like, by the way, it's still an amazing amenity for our community. Right? A free fuel.
Fuel. And how far does a 2 hour charge take?
That's a level 2, right? So that's you know, gives you
36
miles of
the problem with charging is the I don't remember if Illinois reselling electricity. I think most states are, like, updating the laws to accommodate.
Hey, wait, for time, we got to.
I'll start including just going and getting all. And then maybe a.
So, and look over the website if you haven't.
Yeah.
Everybody has a link to it.
Yep.
Beth provided a bunch of feedback offline, which was great. So take a look. Just put it out and just wait a couple days in case there's a.
I just checked Secretary of State. There's 211 as of September registered.
Where I changed all of these to 2023, and now they're all back to 2020.
Did you ask a question, Eric?
Don't we have a grid somewhere that?
I have a spreadsheet. I can.
Already thrown out with regard
to what things you can recycle.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think the heat pump thing is probably more of a long
form. Do that because we'll just do a. If that's okay, can we just make a modified? Plagiarize.
also be great if we could link a couple of websites, because I know like a lot of people. Incentives we were.
By the way, don't try to explain how a heat pump. I mean, it's been explained to me no less than 40 times. Still just, I can't even.
It extracts heat out of the air.
It's basically an air conditioner that can run in reverse.
It's not an air conditioner, because an air conditioner has like a cooling unit. It's extracted out and, yeah.
So the coil.
It does have a coil.
Valve that reverses it.
It's not cooling the air. It's pulling the heat
right,
out.
It's extracting
heat. And sending it outside.
Which
is exothermic.
See, like, this is why I leave it to smarter
finally
people.
Finally got to use that word that I...
Yay. You want me to slip in the EV number? So we have 211. So I think the best way to do this is to look at year over year. So I looked at... these are September numbers. So I looked at, there were 138 in September. So that's a 53% increase, which is pretty amazing for 1 year.
138 to 12.
I mean, as my guitar teacher used to say, if we can do that again next year, that would really be something.
Thank you for looking that up.
Anybody has anything else? I think we're...
I don't know when we should do that, but another item you have down is the refilling law that
I had that.
So maybe we could plug that in.
That takes effect
January 1st.
January 1st. I didn't know that would be something, or even.
Let's plug it in. I mean, it deserves a. Is it okay or? Yeah. Do you want to plug that in for the first? I mean, I feel like it's not quite big enough for a monthly, but maybe we could combine it with other things, like, you know, we had a little discussion about the refillery, so it could be
too many,
and maybe even something else, just getting people thinking about refilling as a to, I could do that for January if you want to.
We're going to do
no. So what I was thinking was that we do a weekly at the beginning of December on the law.
That's 12.
And then we do a
monthly.
And then we.
Sorry, 12.
Yeah. Oh, 12
yep.
And then maybe the first one for January. Although, is that too far out? Well, we can just.
I don't have the dates written out, but I'll.
We can revisit
that, yeah.
So for January, do the law plus, you know, refillery places in the area. Come up with something. Your own.
I spelled that place right.
There's more than one. I was going to include. It's fine. I'll note you. I'll note you.
There we are, all set for the lights recycling. Out Elgin Recycling. broken holiday lights, whether it's at the yeah, we had two, you know, roughly.
Good. All right, let's we have limited time, so hop another.
Real quick, just before you go that.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of like winter, so there's a lot of people. But the way we could like tie that in. When you're done with a coat, give it to Goodwill, and then people can use it.
I know some migrants who could use it.
Actually put like a link to a migrant donate, you know, like nonprofits that are handling. That's a great idea.
Mind if I just plug that in for the 17th is?
Want to take a crack at that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You could also include like for buying. You also can put in the point. If you're going to buy new clothes, consider manufacturers that will, you know, standards to and materials, recyclable materials.
Only has 100 words.
That was 350 right there.
That's.
So November 17th is when it will publish. So it.
Solar permits update.
So I put a very short memo on this. I also tried to look at permitting review time, but I you can see the overall numbers are
the last time we got some information on this, what included in it was the amount of electricity it was generating. If I gave you what we had, so you would just need like a 2-year update on that. Do you have information on that?
I used to get the data from the.
You have it up to date?
No.
Okay. Let me look into that. I'm sure that is just a column that I had.
We have it, you know, as I said, we have it up until about, like, I don't want you to go back to the beginning. We have it up until about 2 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
I can.
Can you send that to Seth?
Yes.
I think Sarah's the last one who sent that to us. Probably just needs like two years updating.
And I think
it goes October 26, 2020.
And again, maybe that's just something that we could do a little write up on. So
yeah, so I have the date the permit was issued, the street number.
Planet Green?
Yeah.
The Planet Green's not, they're not collecting.
Which is probably why, like, I.
They're not, yeah. They're not, they're, yeah, they're.
Update.
Yeah, and put together a memo to summarize the program. I did reach out to MC metrics back along with this. Those basically led to sounded like for the extension. That were on the aggregation program. But they said that 1,400 enrolled, but like some people ended a little better.
Yep. Do they have any explanation for that?
I mean, a series of emails back and forth. It was like, I would ask like two or three questions, they would send me back, and then I'd have two or three more.
Just seems like I guess what shocks me about this is that, you know, I think they renegotiated hard after they lured us in, and they said, you know, no, we can't make the, what are the community contribution or whatever they call that. And then they expanded the program threefold, and it just seemed like,
ask for sort of a
2022.
Right. Yes, I cannot figure out what year it is, what year was last year, any of that.
Could you forward to us?
I will share
the 2022 rec report, because I have one. I would have to check what year it was from, but it would just be interesting because I guess. You know, an interesting thing is we're not part of this negotiation, so we just get, I guess, as a contractor that does this? Or?
So this was before I came on board. A week or two before I started. Free Energy, you also handle.
It would just be nice if we had some intermediate, not just like, this is what was done, you know, because it was just.
I might reach out to them as well.
I mean, I guess if they're
impartial about
if they are doing recs, then they had to vastly increase the number of recs. So it would just be interesting that we could verify that they did that, since they, you know, went in and carved out like maybe half the village to put on this. I don't know, just be interesting. You have a lot on your plate, so it doesn't have to be your highest priority.
Just briefly to clarify the comment that I sent you offline. I mean, first of all, again, thank you for the memo, and it's incredibly important. This is an internal memo, but to the extent that it's going to be referred to again in the future, looking at the language in that third paragraph around ability versus enrollment, because that is actually key to why this works. So I would say something like the program provides residents and small businesses or something like that, and then explain in your email to me that all residents are considered for part affected customers, the MC squared basically notify via email and automatically. That's the crux of the program, is that they're, you know, sort of cherry picking, right? Like, they're matching the rate for the consumer, but something I don't completely understand is it has something to do with they look at all the accounts and figure out that there are ones that they can service at a cost Comcast than ComEd, and therefore that was how they used to be able to provide the city contribution. So this being considered versus people that MC squared determines are eligible under their program to be enrolled, right? So I just, because it's a really good memo and will probably be referred to again in the future,
you know, when I met with Gary, he had in one of these.
Oh, can people just opt? I don't really think so, right?
That's what I'm still trying to get.
Yeah, so just decide how you want to use the word eligible. That all residents are eligible to be considered, or do you just want to save the word eligible for people that you can just say all residents are considered for the program, they don't have to do anything.
I wouldn't spend a lot of time on the opt-in because who would even do that? You know what I mean? It's like
the people who signed up for rooftop solar and forgot fully after they got their offer letters. Yeah, that's
I mean, the way they initially they explained it to us, the way they make money is, well, they look for people who use off-peak. So, you know, they're paying, we pay an average cost, they're paying an actual cost. If you're consuming most of your energy off-peak, then you are more, you know, more valuable because they're making more money off of you. If you're consuming most of your energy during peak season, then you're being subsidized by.
Yes, I had put a copy of.
No. The only reason I wanted to include it was I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of it. Does anybody have any questions about it? I mean, I don't need to start. So, essentially, beginning in January, you can bring clean containers for, I believe it's takeout, you know, coffee, all different things, because in the past, some places have refused, you know, certainly for. You know, I don't think anybody would stop you even now if you, you know, if you're at the table and you take things off your plate and put it in. But I believe this applies to takeout as well. It's something that people will use, and I think we should publicize it, and that's why we'll have it in our newsletter and maybe revisit it. But just it was a nice development, and get a lot of bad news. It's good to highlight any little.
I had just had a something they had raised, I guess, a community engagement. I had done one. Not fully sure of what all of it. I think it's when Witten.
More like practical for the village to have a. Item of that listening session. I mean,
I can sort of.
We've done things before. We've done like mini versions of that before where we. Library, we've.
I would check with you all if there was even any. To go forward, probably.
Does C4 have any new members, or are they holding?
Was previously on. where they were on really active about just
only Planet Green.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So there's a leadership forum coming up. You will notice the different time at 3:45 to 5:45, and that's because we had a comment about how when we had it in the morning, students from the high school would come and present, and then they'd take off, and we wanted to have more of a discussion. So we're trying to put this at a time where we're hoping that students will come, but there'll be more of a conversation instead of just like, this is what we're doing, and then like. So that's the reason for it, and you'll see the what's featured there. Yeah, more to come. Should be good.
Any other business that we want to throw in? A lot of ground today, guys. Good meeting. Next one is scheduled for November 14th. Always, if you have agenda items, please get them to Seth. In the meantime, remember to look over the website and get any feedback directly to Seth on that as well.
To adjourn.
Chairperson Simon?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Commissioner Drew.
Yes.
We are adjourned at 8:34.